Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Christina. Enjoy your bike ride. We are here now for our meditation. So I'll begin playing some music. Sometimes when I sit down to meditate, I feel an inner prompt to begin the meditation with a prayer. I don't even always know what the prayer will be. I'm just following the moment-to-moment prompt. And today is one of those mornings that I feel to begin with a prayer. So, let's close our eyes. And sit comfortably in whatever position feels right for you when you meditate. Or lay down if that's the position that feels right for you. And we're going to be still until the prayer comes, the prayer that wants to be prayed. Prayer is beginning now. With an inward settling into sincerity, inner sincerity. So this is kind of a settling away from the world and whatever may have been occupying us in the world into this inner sincerity. It's like a cradle within the heart of ourselves. And here's the prayer. Help me to live from this place of inner sincerity. To never lose sight of what I truly want. Never forget my purpose. To never be distracted by what seems to be going on around me. By the problems that appear to need to be solved. By the expectations that others may seem to hold of me. By the twinkling of those objects or ideas that might catch my desire. Be distracted from my purpose is an unnecessary delay. That can and will lead to suffering that in this moment for me is unimaginable. This life is a good life compared to some of the other life experiences that are happening on this planet now. There's food, there's shelter. In my case, there's even health. And this easier than it could be life situation is an excellent opportunity to dive within without distraction. And so let it be that. While there is still time, amen. Now that the prayer has ended, we let our attention linger in that desire for truth. In that intention to use our time now well. Let that blossom within us, just this intention. Let it expand. Possible that as we sit, letting this intention expand, that the mind may begin to resist this intention by coming up with ideas of things that we do with our time, things that aren't truly necessary, but things we want to do. Things that could be. But the mind is saying, but this. Let Just let the mind what is pass by while staying with our intention. The intention to use this life, which is easier than many lives of awakening to truth. This intention to take advantage of this blessed life. When we are not severely distracted. Mind can always start to get into an argument with itself about what things we do that are necessary and what things we do that are unnecessary. We have no need to listen to the mind's argument. We stay in it until you feel. This intention that we are staying in activates a wisdom. The intention itself activates a wisdom. So that when we are no longer in this meditation, we are out and about moving in the world, there will be a guiding intuition that will tell us if this thing that we are about to do is necessary or unnecessary. We can trust that that intuition will be present. And let go of the mind's arguments. Just let them fade into the nothingness from which they came. Settle back into that sincerity of the heart. Realizing that awakening to truth is the most important thing we can do with these blessed lives. In fact, awakening to truth is the gift that we can give to all of humanity. To help end the suffering that plagues so many other lives. Because the ego, just that mind that we listen to, that mind that tells us we want things. That mind that argues about what is and isn't necessary. That mind multiplied by 7 billion is the cause of all suffering on earth. And so to let the candle of our mind be blown out quieted, extinguished by the supreme reality of truth, is the greatest gift we can give to everyone. So we sit very still now in this intention. There's nothing else for us to do but take our stand here. As we stay here and abide here, everything else that comes that is not a part of this will also pass by. We don't need to do anything to let it pass by and disappear. It will by itself. And also, as we stand here with our heart decided, all of the intuitive wisdom that we need to guide us to the completion of this purpose will come. So we don't really need to seek for it. We just need to remain here, waiting, trusting, being. Most importantly, staying certain. Certain that we are ready to be taken out of the picture that we are ready to realize that which is beyond the picture. So now we stand still. In purpose and certainty. And just let everything else be as it is. While we be here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.